بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter. باب استحباب تكثير المصلين على الجنازة وجعل صفوفهم ثلاثة فأكثر. The chapter on the desirability for many people to perform janaza salah and to make their rows three or more. In other words, to make the safs of the janaza salah three or more. So as we go, we'll explain inshallah the hikmat and the wisdom of this. So the first part of this chapter is the desirability, preferability for many people to be present at the janaza salah. Many people to be present is something that is good, it's praiseworthy, as we will see in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min mayyitin yusalli alayhi ummatun minal muslimina yablughuna minhu kulluhum يشفعون له إلا شفعوا فيه رواه مسلم. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when a group of 100 Muslims perform salah for a deceased Muslim, when a group of 100 people are present in the janaza salah and all of them intercede for him, their intercession for him will be accepted. We know that the next chapter we'll do is the du'as to be recited in janaza salah. But in the janaza salah, there is du'a-i maghfirat that is made for the deceased. So here what we are saying, what the hadith is saying, is that when a group of 100 Muslims perform salatul janaza for the person, and all of them, they make this du'a, they intercede for him, then what happens? Allah Ta'ala accepts their intercession. They're making du'a, they're making intercession for this person that has passed away. Allah Ta'ala accepts their intercession. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما من رجل مسلم يموت فيقوم على جنازته 40 رجلا لا يشركون بالله شيئا إلا شفعهم الله فيه رواه مسلم. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that when a Muslim passes away and 40 people who do not ascribe partners with Allah Ta'ala perform salah. In other words, 40 Muslims, they are present for his janaza salah. Allah Ta'ala accepts their intercession for him. So here the number has been reduced even further. The first hadith was speaking about 100. This hadith is speaking about 40 people. And they make dua that Allah Ta'ala must forgive this person. They intercede on his behalf. Allah Ta'ala accepts their intercessions for him. The last hadith, and then we'll just give a little bit of explanation. An Marthad ibn Abdullah al-Yazani رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان مالك بن هبيرة رضي الله عنه إذا صلى على الجنازة فتقال الناس عليها جزأهم عليها ثلاثة أجزاء ثم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى عليه ثلاثة صفوف فقد أوجب رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. هذا مرثد ابن عبد الله اليزني رحمة الله عليه narrates that when مالك بن هبيرة رضي الله عنه performed salah for a deceased person, and he considered the people in attendance to be few. So now when he looked at the number of people, and he would consider that how many safs these people would make up. Looking at the number of people, then he consider how many safs these people would make up, what he would do, what the sahabi would do. He would divide them into three rows. He'll take the number of people and divide them into three rows. He would then say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when three rows of people perform salah for a deceased person, Allah makes Jannah wajib. Allah makes it necessary. It's obviously not wajib upon Allah Ta'ala, but as a manner of expression, Allah makes Jannah necessary for him. Jannah becomes necessary. Becomes, this person now attains Jannah. Because now why? There's three rows. So first hadith, look at this, is the mercy from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First hadith spoke about 100 people. Second hadith spoke about 40 people. This hadith spoke about three rows. Just three rows. Ulama explained it in the fiqh kitabs that to get three rows, you just need seven people. 100 to 40, you just need seven people. How? Imam stands in front. The first row has three people. Second row has two people. And third row has one person. So then you get seven people. And here they're getting the reward of this person being forgiven because three safs are present for that janaza. Another point that comes out from these ahadiths, ulama explained, is that it is virtuous for many people to be present. As you can see, the more people that are present in a janaza, the more people making, interceding on this person's behalf, more people are making dua for this person, However, the janaza salah shouldn't be delayed to get more people. In other words, if a person passes away in the early parts of Friday, for example, this example also is mentioned in the Fiqh Kitab. Many times people say, let's delay the janaza salah for after Jummah. You'll get a very big crowd for his janaza or her janaza. Now, this is not correct. As Shariat allows enough time for the ghusl to take place, for the kafan to take place, and for the grave to get ready. Once that is done, now there shouldn't be any delay as far as the burial is concerned, as far as the janaza salah is concerned. If these three things are ready, immediately the janaza salah should take place, even if it means taking place before Jummah salah. So therefore, this is a common error and mistake. People delay it for after the Jummah salah, or after a time when they're going to get a lot of people. Yes, there is merit for getting a lot of people, but it doesn't mean that the janaza must be delayed at all. So a few weeks back, there was a janaza that had taken place in Ispingo Beach. The janaza had taken place at 9 o'clock, before Jummah salah. People went to the Qabristan, everything, came back and they read the Jummah salah. But alhamdulillah, the janaza was not delayed. So like that, you will get situations where janazas do take place and it is not delayed. In fact, this is the desire of the dead person once he passes away. Qaddimuni, qaddimuni, take me quickly. I want to go to my destination, I want to go. It's like a person waiting to go for Hajj, person waiting to go for Umrah. He's waiting to see the Mubarak Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's waiting to see Kaaba Sharif. He doesn't like to be delayed unnecessarily in transit, delayed here. He wants to go to his place. So therefore, a person that has passed away also wants to go unnecessarily. We shouldn't delay it. Even if the excuse is to get more people, that excuse is not sufficient. We should not delay as far as the janaza is concerned. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.